Hello, one and all. Welcome back to Driven by David, the podcast where we talk about leadership, positivity, motivation, and encouragement. I'm David, and today I want to talk to you about something that's always been close to my heart, going back to school. So get those school books, pens, and pencils ready. This is episode 8 of the Driven by David podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. And welcome back to Driven by David. Hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. As you heard in the intro, today we are talking about going back to school. Now, not just from the perspective of being a teacher, but for all careers out there. As a teacher, that phrase hits a little differently for me. The start of the school year is full of energy, possibility, and maybe a few nerves too. This past Thursday was the first official day of school in year 4 of my career teaching middle school social studies for special education students. There's a rhythm to it, the sharpened pencils, the fresh notebooks, the blank whiteboard waiting to be filled with ideas. For students, it's a reset, it's a chance to grow. But for us as teachers, it's also a powerful reminder of leadership and service. Because every year, we step back into the classroom not just to teach subjects, but to inspire people. Our students are the future of not just our country, but of the world. And here's the thing, even if you're not a teacher or a student, we all have our own version of going back to school. As a teacher, back to school means preparing myself to lead in my classroom, but also in committees where myself and fellow staff members collaborate on how we can enhance our school culture and effectively communicating and building rapport with families. But within my classroom, I'm setting expectations, building routines, and showing up with energy and clarity. It's not just about lesson plans, it's about showing students that they matter, that their growth matters, and that together we can achieve something meaningful. But here is the lesson plan for all of us, whether in the teaching profession or not. Leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about creating the environment where people feel safe enough to learn, try, and sometimes fail on their way to success. That's something every leader, whether in a classroom, an office, or a community, has to do. Think about someone in business starting a new quarter. The goals are set, the team is ready. Now it's about execution. That's there, back to school. Or take athletes heading back into training camp. They reset every season, going back to fundamentals, sharpening their skills, and recommitting to the discipline that makes greatness possible. That's back to school, too. Also, I realize I say that as it's the first Sunday in the NFL season. Even in healthcare, every day can feel like the first day of school. New challenges walk through the doors constantly, and doctors, nurses, and staff must adapt, learn, and respond with both skill and heart. No matter the profession, we all have cycles of renewal, moments when we start fresh, recommit to our purpose, and remind ourselves why we do what we do. So my encouragement to you today is this: embrace your back-to-school moments. Don't see them as a burden, see them as an invitation to grow. Ask yourself these three questions: What do I need to reset? Where do I need to recommit? How can I bring fresh energy to my team, my family, or myself? Because the truth is, life gives us plenty of blank pages. It's up to us whether we fill them with intention or let them stay empty. And remember, being driven doesn't mean never getting tired or discouraged. It means choosing to show up again and again with purpose. That's what makes the difference. So whether you're a student walking into a classroom, a teacher ready to lead, a manager beginning a new quarter, or simply someone looking for a fresh start, this is your season. Treat it like your own back to school. Sharpen your pencils, reset your mindset, and commit to learning, leading, and growing. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Driven by David. If this encouraged you, share it with someone who might need a little motivation as they start their own new chapter. Until next time, stay positive, stay motivated. Keep moving forward and stay driven. Once again, this has been the Driven by Dave podcast. Thank you for listening.